This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, you badass wedding rebels. You ready to ditch the polite bullshit and get real?
Hell yes. Let's tear down those tired traditions and build something fierce.
Exactly. You guys sent in a ton of feedback about that spring wedding vibes that aren't just blush and sage again. Article from Engaged AF Magazine.
Yeah, that one was brutal. I mean, they straight up called out the beige mafia in the wedding industry.
And honestly, it's about damn time. Someone had to say it. Spring doesn't have to be a pastel-drenched snooze fest. It can be wild and loud and electric, just like the article said.
Right, so we're ditching the Pinterest perfect fairy tale and diving deep into some alternative vibes that actually have some personality.
Forget delicate and predictable. We're going for fierce, fresh, and unforgettable. So if you're ready to shake things up and have a wedding that's as unique as you are, then strap in, because this is going to be a wild ride.
We're talking moody gardens, citrus explosions, unapologetic glam witchy romance, and even the power of monochrome. Get ready to have your mind blown.
First things first, let's address the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the dusty rose and eucalyptus centerpiece in the room, blush and sage.
Ugh, don't even get me started. It's like the wedding industry's default setting. And the article put it perfectly, because beige is not a personality.
Seriously, though, how many more weddings can we attend where everything looks like it was plucked straight from a Pottery Barn catalog? I'm about to fake a fainting spell in the middle of a flower market just to escape the monotony.
It's giving major, I'm basic and afraid of color vibes. And that's fine if that's your thing.
Yeah.
But for the love of all that is unique and interesting, let's explore some alternatives that actually make a statement.
Right. It's time to retire those tired trends and inject some goddamn personality into spring weddings. So let's dive into the first alternative vibe, moody garden party.
Man, don't picture your grandma's garden club meeting. This is a whole different beast. We're talking dark and dramatic elegance with a hint of mystery.
Think deep eggplant, rich forest, green midnight blue, with pops of gold for a touch of luxury. The article described it as a secret garden where the flowers have fangs, and I am living for that imagery.
It's all about creating a sense of intimacy and intrigue with rich colors and textures. Imagine candlelight flickering on black dinnerware, surrounded by lush florals and deep jewel tones.
Oh, and we can't forget the music. A Lana Del Rey-esque string quartet would be the perfect soundtrack for this vibe. Romantic, haunting, and just a little bit badass.
Yes, it's like a modern-day gothic romance with a touch of rebellion. Definitely not your average garden party.
Okay, next up we have Citrus Explosion. This one is all about bright, energetic vibes, like a shot of sunshine straight to your soul.
Think Aperol spritzes at golden hour. Vibrant and refreshing with playful twist. This is the perfect antidote to those dreary blush and sage palettes.
We're talking bold, orange, ranunculus, sunny yellow linens, and vibrant green glassware to bring that citrusy energy to life.
And don't forget the signature cocktails. Something tropical and fruity to keep the party going. And how cute would it be to use actual citrus slices as escort cards or even centerpieces?
So fun and unexpected. It's all about incorporating those bright pops of color and playful details to create a wedding that feels as vibrant and joyful as you are.
Exactly. This vibe is perfect for couples who want their wedding to feel like a celebration of life and love with a healthy dose of fun.
Now get ready to embrace your inner glam goddess, because we're about to dive into Barbiecore, but make it luxe.
Don't worry, we're not talking about a plastic tiara and glitter vomit situation. This is a sophisticated and elevated take on the trend. Think Elle Woods meets Sofia Coppola.
We're still embracing those gorgeous pinks, but we're adding luxurious textures like velvet and incorporating modern black accents for a touch of edge.
Imagine a stunning feathered gown paired with statement pearls and a champagne tower overflowing with bubbly. It's all about owning your femininity and celebrating in style.
This vibe is perfect for couples who want to make a statement and aren't afraid to be a little extra. It's all about embracing the fun and the fabulous without taking yourself too seriously.
Now let's tap into our mystical side with whimsigoth romance. This one is for the couples who embrace the dark and romantic vibes.
Think Stevie Nicks meets a moonlit forest. It's all about creating a magical and ethereal atmosphere with a touch of the unexpected.
We're talking dried florals, deep greens, dusty mauves, smoky blues, and moody lighting to set the scene.
Imagine a ceremony under a twisted tree or in a lush greenhouse with wild-ass table runners and candles everywhere. It's romantic, but with a touch of mystery and magic.
And the music is crucial here, something atmospheric and ethereal to create that otherworldly vibe.
This vibe is perfect for couples who want their wedding to feel like a fairy tale, but with the dark and enchanting twist.
Now for our final vibe, we're going bold and dramatic with monochrome moments.
This one takes some serious guts. It's all about committing to one color and using it throughout your entire wedding design.
Think all red, all lilac, all sky blue. It creates a visually stunning and incredibly chic statement.
But the key here is to play with different shades and textures within that chosen hue to create depth and dimension.
Imagine an all-red wedding with deep crimson florals, burgundy velvet linens, and pops of scarlet in the attire. It's dramatic and sophisticated and shows a serious commitment to your vision.
This vibe is perfect for couples who want their wedding to be unforgettable and make a bold statement. It's all about owning your style and creating a cohesive and impactful look.
Right, so we've covered the five alternative vibes.
Yeah.
Now let's get into some specific decor tips that you can actually use to bring these visions to life.
First up, florals. And Engaged AF had some strong words for us. Retire the damn roses.
Honestly, I'm here for it. There's so many other incredible blooms out there that are way more interesting and unique.
Think hellebores, sweet peas, poppies, ranunculus anemones, flowering branches. It's time to embrace a floral renaissance and ditch the predictable roses.
And don't be afraid to mix and match different textures and colors to create something truly unique.
Next up, taper candles. But not your grandma's dusty tapers. We're talking tall, dramatic candles in bold colors.
Think of it like adding an extra layer of drama and visual interest to your tablescapes. Those flickering flames create such a romantic and intimate atmosphere.
And don't be afraid to play with different heights and arrangements to create a truly unique look.
Now let's talk about textures.
Mm-hmm.
Layering different textures is key to creating a visually rich and interesting design.
Think linen, velvet, raw silk, hand-blown glass. It's all about creating a sensory experience for your guests.
Mixing and matching textures adds depth and dimension to your decor and makes it feel more luxurious and inviting.
Statement installations are also a must if you want to create a truly memorable wedding.
Think hanging florals, neon signs with inside jokes, floating candle ceilings, anything that will make your guests say, wow.
The goal is to create those unforgettable moments that will be talked about for years to come.
And finally, let's not forget about the paper goods. Engaged AF said it best. There are no rules here, only vibes.
So go wild with bold fonts, custom illustrations, iridescent paper, and unexpected shapes.
Your paper goods are the first glimpse your guests get of your wedding style. So make sure it reflects your unique personalities and sets the tone for the whole celebration.
All right, my fellow wedding rebels, let's recap. Spring weddings do not have to be boring or predictable.
Embrace the wildness, the vibrancy, the unexpectedness of the season, and create a wedding that truly reflects you as a couple.
Ditch the blush and sage, say goodbye to those tired trends, and embrace the alternative vibes that speak to your soul.
Go weird, go bold. Go floral goblin core if that's your thing. It's your wedding, so make it count.
And as Engaged AF so perfectly put it, you're Engaged AF, and this shit should look like it.
Mic drop.
So my final thought for you, what unexpected and totally you element are you going to incorporate into your wedding? Let us know, because we're always here for the wonderfully weird and the unapologetically authentic. Until next time, stay bold as fuck.
Cheers to that.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.